Okay, either way, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. So either this is a continuation of Mishnah Dalet and Hay, or it's Mishnah Hay. Amar Rav Yosi, Maaseh, there's a story, Be'echad, by a person, Shezara es karmoy b'shvias. He planted his karem shvias. He planted seeds that didn't belong there. Yibon Maaseh lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Ve'amar, and Rabbi Akiva said, Ein adam mekadosh dav v'shein eshlo. A person cannot ask for something which isn't his. What do you mean? It says in his karem, he didn't plant it in someone else's karem, he planted it in his own karem. The answer is, it was a Shemitah year. And in a Shemitah year, your own Karen is like it's not yours. So if Rabbi Kiva says over here, it's Mutter because it's a Shemitah year and you can't answer. Perish Shemitah, the same is true for your Karen over someone else's field. Because Rabbi Kiva is telling us you can't be Makadish, something which is not yours, whether it's Shemitah or it belongs to someone else. Is Mesachech his Karen over the two of a friend? He created a roof with his kerem that goes dangling in the air over the tefuah of his friend. He spread his grapevine over his friend's tefuah. Becomes aser. But he's going to have to pay for it. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon say, you can't ask for something that's not yours. This is unique to klayim. If I poured milk into your meat, it would become aser. And Rabbi Yosi brings a raya from Shemitah. It was a man during a Shemitah year who planted a seed of something else in his vineyard, and Rabbi Kiva said, you can't answer something that is not yours.